How far is your orbit?
Well, it's about over 200 miles. It's about 3 hours drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice place to go. Oh, not now, but it's an old place. People are curious to go, but I like to go to, they call that Café du Monde, French coffee, Café mm-hmm. de, with donuts. They're famous. Everybody go that to reach that place.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it when I go there. I have a grandson that's working on his doctor's degree up there. He's finished for practicing doctor, but he's working on the orthopedic.
Uh-huh. Is it Tulane there?
Yeah. He's working there.
Did you go to New Orleans much when you were small?
No, I didn't go when I was small, but I went several times since I'm married over there.
Uh-huh.
I had a brother-in-law that was in school over there. He's a preacher. He went to study over there in a school in New Orleans. So we start going there. We go several times. I went for an operation. I went to see a doctor over there. Been several times.
When you were growing up, what was the people would have to go to town? What town would they go to?
Well, Ville Platte or Opelousas.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go to Opelousas. Yeah, you come from Opelousas. That's an old town. We go to Opelousas and to Ville Platte. And they have a town here, not far, Eunice. You come from Eunice?
Yeah, I've been through there.
Well, if you've been through Lake Charles.
Mm-hmm.
You come from...
yeah, I went through Eunice, coming from Lake Charles.
Where you start over there, this way? How far in Texas you been?
Beaumont. Nacogdoches. Was Opelousas always a much bigger town than Ville Platte?
Yes. But the Ville Platte growing now, they had all the field around. It's growing more than Opelousas. Grow faster.
Mm-hmm. And what different kinds of land are there? Like different kinds of dirt?
I can't tell you about that. Do you know what kind of land we have? Different kind of dirt. I can't explain. I guess you learned that too. With the kind of Asian man.
Well, what would you call the best dirt for planting things in?
Well, just some that is well drained, well, mm-hmm. some dirt that's well drained and rich soil.
Do you ever hear of loam or loam? It's a kind of a soil.
A what? A kind of soil.
A kind of a soil called loam.
A soil?
A kind of dirt.
No, I don't know.
What about a kind of dirt they call gumbo? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
What's that like?
Well, it must be a kind of muddy dirt.
And people call that?
Gumbo, because I saw some car over there in Eunice with dirt, I guess some kind of dirt they transfer something. It has to do something with it.
And if you wanted to drain the water off a swampy area, what would you dig to drain the water off?
I don't know. Some boil, I guess, some pumping.
Uh-huh.
They just pump some away.
And a small rise in land, you'd call a...
A field?
Or a rise would be a...
Rise field?
Or where the land goes up, where it's a little higher.
Oh. Hilly?
Uh-huh.
Hilly land? We have that in North Louisiana, not around here.
Mm-hmm.
Land is very, very flat around here.
Any other names for hill?
Oh, in French they call that en butte.
Mm-hmm. What else?
It's about all, you know, the mountain. We don't have that around here. In French, it's a montagne.